Please stand and let us sing together. Let justice flow like streams. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, welcome to Christ Lutheran Church, where our mission is to gather in worship, grow in God's Word, and serve in Jesus' name. If you would like to help serve something today, Fran, where are you, Fran? You're going to do the hokey pokey there. She has a sign-up sheet for you to make sure she spells your name correctly to help with table set up right after worship today. You can help do that for luncheon and funeral planning. Thank you, Fran. And for those watching online, if you don't call her to sign up, she'll call you. We are also going to have a special moment to sing the doxology together in Thanksgiving for the music ministry of Randy Wilson. Randy and Kay are going to retire from that ministry. They have some travels to do, and we're so thankful for their many years here. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives our sin, whose mercy endures forever.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Gracious God, have mercy on us. We confess that we have turned from you and given ourselves into the power of sin. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things we have done and things we have failed to do. Turn us again to you, and uphold us by your Spirit, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with the power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Thank you.
God, you resist those who are proud and give grace to those who are humble. Give us the humility of your Son, that we may embody the generosity of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Please be seated.
Needing a comfort, needing a guide.
Wounded brother, broken sister,
in the name of Jesus, take my hand. I will be Christ to you. I will be Christ to you. I'll be his hands to do what I can, because he has loved me too. I will be Christ to you.
By his grace, still by his hand, we are his family, together we'll stand. Looking Christward, side by side, through the storms and trials, we are one, we are one. I will be Christ to you. I will be Christ to you. To do what I can, because he has loved me too. I will be Christ to you. It's not my might or my power, it's not the strength of what I am, but through God's love and his mercy, blood of the Lamb, I will be Christ to you. I will be Christ to you. I'll be his hands to do what I can, because he has loved me too. I will be Christ.
Because he has loved me too.
I will be Christ.
I will be Christ to you.
The first reading is from Jeremiah, the second chapter, beginning with the fourth verse. Hear the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel. Thus says the Lord, what wrong did your ancestors find in me that they went far from me and went after worthless things and became worthless themselves? They did not say, where is the Lord who brought us up from the land of Egypt, who led us in the wilderness, in a land of deserts and pits, in a land of drought and deep darkness, in a land that no one passes through, where no one lives? I brought you into a plentiful land to eat its fruits and its good things. But when you entered, you defiled my land and made my heritage an abomination. The priest did not say, where is the Lord? Those who handle the law did not know me. The rulers transgressed through me. The prophets prophesied by Baal and went after things that do not profit. Therefore, once more I accuse you, says the Lord, and I accuse your children's children. Cross to the coast of Cyprus and look. Send a Kedar and examine with care. See if there has ever been such a thing. Has a nation changed its gods, even though they are no gods? But my people have changed their glory for something that does not profit. Be appalled, O heavens, at this. Be shocked. Be utterly desolate, says the Lord. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and dug out cisterns for themselves, cracked cisterns that can hold no water. Please read responsibly with me Psalm 81, beginning with the first verse. Sing aloud to God our strength. Shout for joy to the God of Jacob.
I am the Lord your God, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it.
But my people did not listen to my voice. Israel would not submit to me.
So I gave them over to their stubborn hearts to follow their own counsels.
Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways.
Then I would quickly subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their foes.
Those who hate the Lord would cringe before him, and their doom would last forever.
I would feed you with the finest of the wheat, and with honey from the rock
I would satisfy you. The second reading is from Hebrews chapter 13, beginning with the first verse. Let mutual love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing that, some have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember those who are in prison as though you were in prison with them, those who are being tortured as though you yourselves were being tortured. Let marriage be held in honor by all, and let the marriage bed be kept undefiled. For God will judge fornicators and adulterers. Keep your lives free from the love of money, and be content with what you have. For he has said, I will never leave you or forsake you. So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What can anyone do to me? Remember our leaders, those who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Through him, then, let us continually offer a sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of lips that confess his name. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. Here ends the readings. Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On one occasion, when Jesus was going to the house of a leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, they were watching him closely. When he noticed how the guests chose the places of honor, he told them a parable. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit down at the place of honor in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited by your host. And the host who invited both of you may come and say to you, "Give this person your place." And then, in disgrace, you would start to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down at the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, "Friend, move up higher." Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. He said also to the one who had invited him, "When you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, in case they may invite you in return, and you would be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord, we say. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Can leave those lights up, because in a moment I'm going to invite friends who would like to get a closer look at the story to come sit on a blanket. See, I'm inviting you to move up higher. So think about that. I'm just going to shout out to my friends. You know, in Rachel's row, there's someone who usually doesn't like to come up. Maybe today would be the day she comes up, and she could bring Rachel with her. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Dan had to help me curate my jokes. I was going a little far afield. He said it was okay to tell this one. Two antennas got married. The wedding was great, but the reception was incredible. He doesn't know about this one. What do you call a table that tests positive for COVID? A coffee table. I went to a restaurant and asked, "Is my table ready yet?" They said, "No, do you mind waiting?" I said, "I don't mind waiting." They said, "Here's a tray, take it to table 6. God does God's best work when everything is hopeless. Like a cracked cistern that won't hold any water, that's where God's going to be paying attention. Or in an upside down world where those who are supposed to be exalted are humbled, and those who are supposed to be humbled are exalted. Like when the Pharisees need God to work by their expectations, and Jesus challenges those expectations. So has anybody been to a movie lately? Right? So back in the day, for anybody who hasn't been to a movie in maybe a long time, It used to be you could just walk into a movie theater and choose a seat, right? And it was spontaneous. You didn't know ahead of time if you could get a good seat, right? Or a bad seat. And what's a bad seat in a movie theater? Up front, too close up to the screen. That's for me a bad seat. You can tell, I think, in a movie theater where the good seat is, because usually it's kind of mushed or worn on the edges, right? Kind of caved in. So for me, that's like about two-thirds of the way back in the center. But nowadays, if I want to go see a movie, what do I have to do? Get online and reserve a ticket like it's a theater show, right? I have to pick my seat with no spontaneity at all. And I don't know who I'm going to be seated next to, do I? Makes me nervous. I still go forward in faith, but I can tell when I get there, there's still the same popular seat, about two-thirds back in the center, that's all kind of worn out and has divots in it, right? That's how you know something is desirable, right? Because it's had a lot of traffic. Did you get to sit in your favorite seat today? Huh? Sometimes that can be contested, right? I know some of you like to mix it up and sit in a different place. Yeah. All right, so we're talking about the way when God has a banquet, like at the resurrection of the righteous, God is allowed to invite anyone to God's table, anyone that God wants to forgive, right? Anyone that God wants to invite. So I'm going to invite anyone who wants to come sit on this blanket to be able to see these pictures a little more closely. Yeah? And you can bring a friend with you. If you need to bring a grown-up with you, come on. And for those who might need a little bit more incentive, I do have some stickers up here for after the story. And I even brought my bling bling machine. This was a birthday present my BFF gave me. And when you put your clothing, don't worry, parents, it's barely the strength of a piece of scotch tape. It sticks a rhinestone to your clothes. Here, I'll show you. See? Thanks for coming up, friends. So if I put it in here and I click it, see? You can play with it if you want to. You don't have to. Okay, this story is read by permission from Scholastic. It's called My Lucky Day. It's by Keiko Koska. Hey, will you tell me your names, please? Vincent? Or can you say it louder?
Adele.
Adele? Hi, thank you for coming, Vincent and Adele. Okay, can you see the pictures? I'm going to describe it for our friends who aren't coming any closer. Oh, there's the cover. Why is the pig smiling when the fox looks like he's hungry? Uh-oh. Here is the fox. Is he getting ready for dinner? Is he going to invite someone to his table? One day, a hungry fox was preparing to hunt for his dinner. As he polished his claws, he was startled by a knock on the door. Oh, look at him. He's got sharp claws. Who could be coming to his home? Hey, rabbit, someone yelled outside. Are you home? Rabbit, thought the fox, if there were any rabbits in here, I would have had them for breakfast. When the fox opened the door, there stood what? A delicious looking piglet. Oh no, screamed the piglet. Oh yes, cried the fox, you've come to the right place. He grabbed the piglet and hauled him inside. Uh-oh, does that piglet look happy? Oh, no. This must be my lucky day, the fox shouted. How often does dinner come knocking on the door? The piglet kicked and squealed, "Let me go, let me go." "Sorry, pal," said the fox, "this isn't just any dinner, it's a pig roast. My favorite. Now get into this roasting pan." It was useless to struggle. "All right," sighed the piglet, "I will, but there is just one thing." "What?" growled the fox. "Well, I am a pig, you know. I am filthy. Shouldn't you wash me first? Just a thought, Mr. Fox." "Hmm," said the fox to himself, "he is filthy." So the fox got busy. He collected twigs, he made a fire, he carried the water, and finally he gave the piglet a nice bath. "You're a terrific scrubber," said the piglet. "That bath looks kind of relaxing to me." "There," said the fox, "now you're the cleanest piglet in the county. You stay still now." "All right," sighed the piglet, "I will, but..." "But what?" growled the fox. "Well, I am a very small piglet, you know. Shouldn't you fatten me up to get more meat? Just a thought, Mr. Fox." "Hmm," the fox said to himself, "he is on the small side." So the fox got busy. He picked tomatoes, he made spaghetti, he baked cookies, and finally he gave the piglet a nice dinner. "You're a terrific cook," said the piglet. "Well, that looks like a nice dinner to be invited to. Do you like spaghetti?" "Yeah, me too. And of course I like cookies." "There," said the fox, "now you're the fattest piglet in the county, so get into the oven." "All right," sighed the piglet, "I will, but..." What, shouted the fox. "Well, I'm a hard-working pig, you know. My meat is awfully tough. Shouldn't you massage me first to make a more tender roast? Just a thought, Mr. Fox." "Hmm," the fox said to himself, "I do prefer tender meat." So the fox got busy. He pushed and he pulled. These are pictures of a fox giving a pig a massage. It's pretty funny. He squeezed and he pounded the piglet from head to toe. "You give a terrific massage," said the piglet. "But," the piglet continued, "I've been working really hard lately. My back is awfully stiff. Could you push a bit harder, Mr. Fox? A little to the right, please. Yes, yes. Now just a little to the left. Mr. Fox, are you there?" Where'd the fox go? Where'd he go? He fell down. But Mr. Fox was no longer listening. He had passed out exhausted. He couldn't lift a finger, let alone a roasting pan. "Poor Mr. Fox," sighed the piglet. "He's had a busy day." Then the cleanest, fattest, and softest piglet in the county picked up the rest of his cookies and headed for home. Pretty good day for Piglet, right? "What a bath! What a dinner! What a massage!" cried the piglet. "This must be my lucky day." Then the next photo, Mackenzie, did you get another one of him sitting by the fire eating his cookies? Did it maybe not come through? There he is. He's got a book he's reading. What does it say inside the book? He's been to Fox. He's been to Coyote. Who do you think he'll go to next? When he got home, the piglet relaxed before a warm fire. "Let's see," he wondered, looking at his address book. "Who shall I visit next? And who's the next victim of the lucky day?" What do you think of that story? Would you want to have a day like Piglet had? You don't like cookies? No? You would just like to stay at home yourself? Does anyone come to your house and you give them cookies? No? What about spaghetti? Yeah, okay, spaghetti. You share spaghetti? Okay, friends, thanks for coming up. I'm going to give you a sticker, and these stickers are for the resurrection story. Because Jesus said that there's going to be a day. Oops, hang on, first of all, this is the base of the sticker. Is a beautiful sunrise. You want to take one? Okay. And you both get one. And then these are the stickers. And everyone on these stickers is someone who was lowly and became exalted. Yeah. For example, a girl who was too young to have a baby had a baby, right? And a man who was dead came back to life. Who was that man? You know. Yeah, Jesus. So we know that the Son of God became lowly and took a seat at the table with us who are the humblest, lowliest, became incarnate, and then was crucified on the cross, the lowest form of execution, and survived or was sacrificed in the most painful execution, did not survive, and was buried for, how many days was he buried? You remember the Easter story? 3 days. Yeah, he was dead for 3 days. Can anyone who's been that low for that long be raised up? The odds aren't really that good. So God raises Jesus from the dead so that we can all be given the promise of being raised from the dead, because our sins are forgiven by Jesus' death. Even the lowest of our sins, right, is forgiven, is given the highest honor of God's love. Then what happens? After Jesus is raised from the dead, he ascends where? To the highest place, right? The right hand of God. So then he can go where? Anywhere he wants to. So when I'm feeling low, Jesus can be there. When I'm feeling happy or giving thanks, like when I sing a song of praise, Jesus can be there too. So I can always be open and ready for whoever may be knocking on the door, because what if the person who knocks at the door, I don't know if they came from a low place or a high place, whether they're going to trick me and eat all my cookies, I don't know. But what if the person at the door is a representative of the love of God and Jesus Christ? Thanks, friends, for coming up. And now we are going to, oh, you know what? We're going to sing a song that has a cha-cha-cha in it. Let us go now to the banquet. Hey, so friends, would you be the first? Anyone who would like a noisemaker, come on up. You can take a noisemaker and your stickers and go back to your seat, okay? Thanks, friends. Okay. Anyone else want a noisemaker? Because we got another noisemaker song, too. Nolan, I see you. Come on. Otherwise, I'm going to press you into handing them out.
With your gifts to share.
We affirm our faith in God using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Trusting in God's extraordinary love, let us come near to the Holy One in prayer.
God of presence and peace, strengthen your church around the globe to proclaim the message of your love coming to the world. Open our hearts to recognize your face in all people and in all of creation. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
For all those serving in the armed forces of our nation and for our enemies, we commend to all your continual care, especially Bryce, Ryan B., Cassandra, Darren, Kiana, Eli, Ryan S., and Jacob. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Give a heart of discernment and integrity to all leaders, including Joe, our president, Tim, our governor, and Tom, Norman, Ryan, Mandy, Neil, and Bruce, our mayors, for peace in all nations, and including the communities of Biscay, Brownton, Glencoe, Duauburn, Plato, and Silver Lake. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Remembering all those affected by natural disasters, merciful God,
receive our prayer.
God of comfort and care, be present with those on our prayer list and those celebrating a birthday or anniversary. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Remembering all those on hospice care, especially Deb and Marlis, merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Remembering all victims and all perpetrators of gun violence, deliver us from all violence. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
We pray for wisdom, peace, and justice to prevail in the Ukraine. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
For your mission for Christ Lutheran Church, for the person who will be called to be the next pastor, and for the call committee, for the many ministries planted here, including our church staff, pastor, custodians, technology director, treasurer, and church secretary. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
For those who have died, especially Gary Maytag, may they rest in peace and rise in glory. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Receive the prayers of your children, merciful God, and hold us forever in your steadfast love, through Jesus Christ, our holy wisdom. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Please be seated while our ushers pass both the offertory plates and the noisy pail. If you like to give your offering into Christ, well, now's the time to do it. Thank you.
salvation belongs to our God, and to Him is the Lamb forever and ever.
God of abundance, you have set before us a plentiful harvest. As we feast on your goodness, strengthen us to labor in your field, and equip us to bear fruit for the good of all. In the name of Jesus, amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated for a Temple Talk.
Randy and Kay, wherever you're hiding, come on up here, please. It's been an honor to have you in our congregation to work with us in music, ministries, Sunday school, choir, bell choir. We kind of poached you from another church, and now I'm going around to all the other churches trying to poach somebody from them, too. It's been an experience having you share your talents with us. Randy, with your singing and directing of the bell choir and the adult choir, and Kay, the music ministry with the children, and your musical talents playing multiple instruments. I won't mention the violin, though. That was an interesting experience. But what can we say except thank you for all your years of ministry here. We went and looked through the files and tried to figure out how many years it was, and we got two different numbers came up, but it's been a long time. Let's just say it at that. And on behalf of the bell choir and the choir members, we'd like to present to you a gift certificate to the Chanhassen Dinner Theater.
Oh.
All right. And that's for all their venues, any of their stages over there.
Stay there, because we have a prayer for you. And then, would you please stand? Because what better way to thank you than to sing a song of praise? But we want to send you with a prayer. Holy God, source of all creativity, thank you for the gifts of Randy and Kay. They have created the atmosphere that lifts you up. For your son Jesus said, "When I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all people to myself." Today we celebrate these two musicians for the healers that they are. For through them, O Lord, you provide light and renewal to all souls. Fill them with your light and love as they so generously share their love of you with the world. Amen. Music, please be seated. Thank you, Holly, for joining with the flute.
Well, we hope you enjoyed this song. It's called All God or A Place in the Choir, and it's All God's Creatures Got a Place in the Choir. And I've always really believed that about singing, and I'm honored that Holly will join us on the song too. So that's kind of fun. So we hope you enjoy it. Go ahead.
And they can join in, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
All God's Preacher's got a place in the choir. Some sing low,
and some sing higher.
Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or pause or anything they've got. Now all God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low,
and some sing higher.
Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or pause or anything they've got. Now
to the top where the little bird sings, and the melodies and the high notes ring, and the hoot owl cries over everything, and the blackbird disagrees.
Singing in the nighttime, singing in the day, where the little duck quacks and he's on his way. The otter hasn't got much to say, and the porcupine talks to himself. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low,
and some sing higher.
Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or pause or anything they've got now. Dogs and cats, they take up the middle, where the honeybee hums
and the cricket fiddles,
and the donkey brays and the pony neighs, and the old gray badger sighs. Listen to the bass, it's a one on the bottom, where the bullfrog croaks and the hippopotamus moans and groans with the big to-do, and the old cow just goes moo. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low,
and some sing higher.
Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. Some sing low,
and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire.
Some just clap their hands or pause or anything they've got now. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low,
and some sing higher.
Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or pause or anything they've got now. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low,
and some sing higher.
Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their
please stand. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Amen. And this is another chance to use your noisemakers. Go in peace. Share the good news. Thanks be to God.